Today's share in the Daf Yomi is the Gemara in Yuma, Daf Vav. We begin about 8 lines from the top with the two dots, where we quote the Mishnah. The Mishnah says, Mafrishin Kohen Gadol v'chule. Then we go and separate the Kohen Gadol 7 days before Yom Kippur, in order that he should be preparing properly for Yom Kippur, both from a spiritual and from a knowledge point of view. Now, the Gemara says, Loma Mafrishin, why do we separate him? Mar says, what? Why do we separate him? Because we said, Rabbi Yochanan Kidisle, Reish Lakish Kidisle. We spent the Hoshi yesterday and part of the day before saying the Reish Lakish learns it out from Har Sinai, and Rabbi Yochanan learns it out from the Miluim. So therefore, what do you mean? Why do we separate him? Because we learned it out through a drasha. You have to do this. Mar says, no, that wasn't our question. Hachi Kamar, this was our question. Why do we separate the Kohen mi Beso? Lama Peresh. Why do we have to separate himself from his wife? We said, Beso Zu Ishto. Why is it necessary for the Kohen Gadol not to be with his wife? Okay, we want to separate him because that's what the din is. We learned it out, either, again, from the Miluim or from Har Sinai. But why does he have to separate from his wife? Let his wife come with him. As Rashi points out, his wife could stay with him in the Beis HaMikdash. Rashi says in Dibra Mask, Mi Beis Loma Peirish, so he says, Mi Ishto, why does he have to separate him from his wife? Loma Peirish, why? Tovo Ishto Imo Shot, let his wife come with him over there. Shari Al Karachach, Lishkas Parhedrin, Lo Haisa Kedusha. The Lishkas Parhedrin wasn't having the Kedusha of the Azorah. In the Azorah, Shein Yeshiva Bazorah, you're not allowed to sit down even in the Azorah, certainly you're not allowed to lie down. Elo Malchi Beis Dov, and only Malchus Beis Dov is allowed to sit in the Azorah. And Kol Shekain Shriva. Certainly, you can't go and lie down. But this wasn't part of the Azorah. That's how Rashi explains it. And therefore, there would not be a problem with him even being with his wife and having relations with his wife in this Lishkas Parhedrin. Tosfos in Dibro Maskel, Beisel doesn't like this. He quotes Rashi, and then he says, Akashalon, the Nihi, the Lo Kedisha. Okay, great, may not have Kedusha, Kedusha, Sazorah, Mikom, Mikom. It has the Kedusha of the Harabayis. Karabayis Haisor, the Minim Perik Paras Chattas, Moran Zbachim tells us, the Kol Harabayis, Machne Levihi, the entire Harabayis has a status of being the Machne Levihi, and guess what? In the Machne Levihi, Ubalkari ain't a Rashai Likanes, but Machne Levihi. Balkari is not allowed to go there. Certainly a person who has relations is not allowed to be there. It says in Psochim, in Perik Elu Tvarim, where the Pasuk says V'cholzov, it doesn't say Zov, it says V'cholzov, and that's L'rabos Balkeri, to include a person who has a seminal discharge. So if a person's with his wife, he's going to have relations with her, so that's certainly worse. So therefore, Tosus disagrees with Rashi Pshat and says, Eliyish Lefarish, Mibesu means why do you have to separate Loma Peresh from his wife? Havalon Lemeimar Sheyifrishuhu L'mechila Achas Baharabayis, that they would suggest why in this Lishkas Parhedrin, instead, put him in one of the tunnels underneath the Harabayis, because the Gemara in Perek Ketzat Solon tells us the Mechilos Lo Niskachu, that those areas didn't have Kedusha of the Harabayis, and therefore one would be able to have relations with his wife in those areas. So that's the question. Why did the Kohen Gadol have to separate from his wife? There were acceptable areas. Now, in the Merome Sada, he brings down a Teretz, that the issue of a Balkari is to enter into the Harabayis. But if you're on the Harabayis without being a Balkari, and then you become a Balkari on the Harabayis, you're not mechuyev to leave. Alternatively, another answer to Tosfos Kash and Rashi, he brings down from the main Aftoach, and he says that the Sifri writes, Shebalkari mutar likanes lemachne leviyah, a Balkari is permitted to go into the machne leviyah, against the Gemara that Tosfos quotes. So therefore, our Gemara goes in accord with the Sifri, and not like the Gemara that Tosfos quotes. In any event, when you learn like Rashi or like Tosfos, the Gemara says, no, the reason you have to be separated from wife is as follows. Tanya, Rabbi Yehuda ben Zeromer, because Shema Timotze Ishto Sofek Nida V'yavoa Leha. Because you know what's going to happen? His wife is going to be in a Sofek situation, and his desires are going to overcome him, and he's going to have relations with her as a Sofik Nida, and that's the problem. Then it becomes Tommy as a Boel Nida. And a Boel Nida is Tommy for 7 days, as we'll discuss more in the Gemara in a moment, and therefore, that's why he has to be separated his wife from for 7 days. So therefore, we're afraid that he might have his desires overcome him, and he's going to have relations with his wife when she's offered to him. She's a Sofik Nida. Gemara says, Atu Birishia Askinan, are we talking about people that are Rishayim? That this Kohen is going to go and intentionally have relations with a Sofik Nida? Is that the Kohen Gadol? Now, I would add, in the Bahi Sheni, there would be Kohanim Kidolim like that. But in general, certainly in the Bahi's Rishon, and even in the Bahi Sheni, we're not assuming a din is based upon the Rishoyim, but we're assuming the din is based upon the Tzadikim, the great, great Kohanim Kidolim that did exist. So therefore, the Gemara is shocked to say that a person would be talking here, would be making Gezerah, that you have to be Mafresh from your wife, because of a concern that only somebody who's a Rasha would do, which is to have relations intentionally with a Sofek Nid. Of course, you're right, that's not what we're talking about. What we're talking about is Eloshemo Yovo al Ishto. Maybe the person will have relations with his wife when she's 100% permissible to him. However, afterwards, Vitimose Sofek Nida. After the relations, as Rashi says in Dibra Maskel Eloshemo, she Timotse Dam al Hasadin Shekinchobo. She will find blood on the cloth that she wipes herself with. The Eni Adua in Bishaz Biyohoya Bodam, Zer Oli Achabia. You're not going to know whether there was blood there during the actual Tashmas, and then he's a Bol Nida, or that she was Pirsa Nida after he exited from her, and therefore he's not a Bol Nida, and he wouldn't become Tomei. And as I pointed out a moment ago, Rashi says over here, Ubol Nida Tomei Shivas Yomim. He also lovo the Mikdosh B'Yom HaKippurim, and that would mess things up. He wouldn't be able to go inside the Beis HaMikdash, because he would be a Tomei as a Bol Nida for a seven-day period of time. Therefore, we mafresh him from his wife. Now, just to give us a little information that the Gemara is going to be discussing, there are three time periods that the Gemara elsewhere in Nida talks about in terms of finding blood. If you find blood immediately after the relations, then you have to presume that the blood was there during the relations. If you find blood at a much later point in time after the relations, what we call achar achar, so then there's a machlokes as to how we consider the person in that situation and how we consider any taharos that they touched during that period of time. And then you have the period of time called achar, which is after the relations, but not a very long time after the relations. So now we can understand the Gemara, hopefully. The Gemara says, Amrur Rabbanan Kameh de Rav Chisda. They said over this teretz in the presence of Rav Chisda, and they asked him, who does our Gemara go? Like it can only go, seemingly in accord with one of the shitas here. Now we have to be concerned, Shema Yovo Alishto V'achakach Timotzi Sofik Nida. So this can only go in accord with the machlokes that Rabbi Akiva has with Rabbanan, according to the sheet of Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva, what did he say? The Omar, Nida Metama Es Boala. He says that this person who is having relations with his wife, and afterwards they check and they find that she had Dam, so it is Metame him as if he was actually Boel a Nida, and not just a Sofik that he was Boel a Nida. That's Rabbi Akiva's opinion. Because the Rabbanan, because if this is the opinion of the Chachamim, who argued Rabbi Akiva, they hold, no, Amri, they need the Metamez Bala. That in this situation, only we deal with the Taros that she comes into contact with, that's a Sofek, but the actual man who had relations with her, we don't consider him like a Boel Nida in this Sofek situation. So this is the explanation that the Talmidim said in front of Rav Chisda, that our Gemara only goes in accord with Rabbi Akiva, who says that, yes, this man would have the status of being a Boel Nida in a Sufik situation, because the Chachamim would hold that he doesn't have the status of being a Boel Nida in this Sufik situation. But Rav Chisda says that's not true. Amalu Rav Chisda told the Talmidim, no, you could even learn our Gemara, you don't have to lock it in to be a Das Yochid like Rabbi Akiva. Afilu Temu Rabbanan. You could say that our Gemara goes in accord with the sheet of the Rabbanan, of the Chachamim. Because Atkan, the only machlokas that we have between Rabbi Akiva and the Rabbanon, lo pligi Rabbanon alei, the Rabbi Akiva, the rabbis don't argue with Rabbi Akiva, ela bi achar achar. That's what I mentioned, that there's three stages over here. You have the stage where you immediately leave the woman, and as you leave the woman, you see the blood. So then everybody's maskim, but both Rabbi Akiva and the Chachamim maskim, that's not a suffix nida, that's vadai nida, and you're vadai a bol nida, and therefore everybody agrees that your matami is a bol nida. And it's only in the situation where, let's say it's an hour later, that the man had relations with the wife, and an hour later the woman checks herself and she sees that she has dam nida. So in that situation, that's where Rabbi Akiva and the Chacham have the machlokes. Adkan lo pligi Rabbanan alei de Rabbi Akiva, ela bi achar achar. Achar achar means a while after they had the relations. In this situation, Rabbi Akiva says, no, we have to presume that she actually was pirsa nida during the relations, and therefore this man is considered a boel nida. Going to the Chachamim, no, it's just too far away. And we say that she was piercing Nida right now, and therefore the man is not considered a Bol Nida. That's where Rabbi Akiva and the Chachamim have the relations. But that's not what our Gemara is talking about. Aval, Bechad Achar, when you're only dealing with one Achar, it means not an hour later, but it's not immediately. It's not as he comes out of her that they check and see the blood. But as she goes down from her bed, as Rashi points out, and he quotes in the fourth line, in the wide lines of the Rashi, Veizo acharzman, kedesha tered ben amita, that she has enough time after the relations just to go down from her bed, v'todiach es paner shomata, and she wipes herself in that area. And then she sees that she has blood. So there, even the Chachamim Mamoda, that in this situation, there is no machlokis, the Chachamim agree with Rabbi Akiva that we treat this man like a bol nida. So therefore, that is our Gemara, could be learned, Rav Chisda said, even according to the opinion of the Chacham. Now the Gemara continues and says, Amar Rav Zeira says, Shmamino, we can learn from this Gemara, boel nida, eno kinida, that there are differences between the status of a nida and a boel nida. While both are tummy for 7 days, there is a difference in when they do the tefillah. That a boel nida is the tovel bayom, is able to go on the 7th day during the daytime and be tovel, as opposed to a nida that must go at night. Now, why does Reb Zera say this? Because he says, the e amis boel nida kinida. If they would have exactly the same rules, a boel nida is exactly tummy for 7 days like a nida, that would mean that he would have to go to the mikvah at nighttime. Now, amas tovel, when would he go? Belalia. If you're saying that he's like a nida, then he has to go at nighttime. Now, if he goes at nighttime, you got a problem. L'mochar hechi oved avoda. This going as a boel nida to the mikvah at nighttime would mean that he's going on the night, Leil Yom Kippur. And you need Harav Shemesh. So how can he do the avoda the next day? L'mochar hechi oved avoda. He would still need Harav Shemesh. So he's only allowed to go at night, so then he wouldn't lose the full status of the Tumah. He would be a Tful Yom for the entire day of Yom Kippur and wouldn't be allowed to do the Avoda. Oh, mustn't it be Elulav Shmamina? This Kohen Gadol, who's Boel Nida, ain't no Kinida, doesn't have the status of being a Nida. A man who has relations with a woman who is a Nida is different, a little bit different than the Nida herself. The Nida must go at night, and he's allowed to go on the 7th day during the daytime, and therefore he has Harav Shemesh, he's already Tar at night, and that's what we're dealing with when he's Mafrish for 7 days. He's, let's say, for example, Mafrish from her on Gimel Tishrei. So Gimel Tishrei counts as day 1, Dalet is day 2, Hey is day 3, Vav is day 4, Zayin is day 5, Ches is day 6, Tess is day 7, Erev Yom Kippur. He goes to the mikvah on Tess in the afternoon or in the morning, whenever he goes. He's Harav Shemesh that night, and that night he's Tar. Oh, if you say a boel nida goes during the daytime, it works out well that he's Hufrash for 7 days. But if you say that he has to go and be like a nida and only go at nighttime, so then at the end of the 7th day, he goes to the mikvah on the night of Yud. That's Leil Yom Kippur, and he wouldn't have Harav Shemesh, and we have a big problem. So that's where Zera says that a boel nida is not like a nida in terms of when he goes to the mikvah. Ultimately, we'll show that Reb Zera is right, but the Gemara is going to spend a little time trying to say that that's not true. So Rav Shimi ben Erdai questioned this, and he said, Omar, afilu tema boel nida kinida. He says, no, you're not obligated to say that a boel nida is not like a nida. In fact, they both have to go at nighttime. Your problem, then he's going at nighttime on the night of the 10th, on Leil Yom Kippur, and he would be a Tful Yom all day Yom Kippur and wouldn't be allowed to do the Avoda. He says, no, I gave you the case that they separated from his wife 7 days before him, which was Gimel Tishrei. No, the Mafreshin lay Shoa Achas Somoch Lishkiyah Sechama. No, what they do is, on the 2nd day of Tishrei, they separate him from his wife a little bit of time, an hour before the Shkiyah Sechama. He goes to the mikveh then, and therefore, that would be day number 1, which is really the 2nd day of Tishrei. So then the 9th day of Tishrei is really day 8. So he goes to the mikvah at the night of the 9th of Tishrei. The 9th of Tishrei is a Tful Yom, and then as it goes into Yom Kippur, that's Harav Shemesh, and he's no longer a Tful Yom. So that's what Shimi ben Erdai says, that we're not separating him on the 3rd day of Tishrei, you're actually separating him an hour before the end of the 2nd day of Tishrei. And the Gemara says that that's still called 7 days that we're mafreshim, even though it's really on the 8th day before Yom Kippur, the very end of the 2nd day of Tishrei, which is the 8 days before Yom Kippur, that we separate him. More questions this and says, Meisvei, wait a second. We have a braisa that says, Kol chayovi tvilos, anybody who's chayav to go to the mikvah to be tovel, normally the rule is tvilos and bayom. They're allowed to go during the daytime. One major exception, nida v'yoledes, a woman who's a nida, or a woman who gave birth, so they have to go to the mikvah, but their tefillah is at night, tefillahson balayla. The nida and the yoledes, two major exceptions, they have to go at night. Everybody else goes during the day. Now, nida in, it says that the nida has to go at night, but it doesn't say the boel nida low, so this braisa goes against what Rav Shimi min Erdai wanted to suggest that the Baal Nida is like the Nida, that they both go at night, not like Rav Zeira wanted to say. So Kasha on Rav Shimi ben Ardoi says Beferish in this Brisa that the Baal Nida, or at least it seems to say Beferish in the Brisa, that only the Nida has to go at night, implying that the Baal Nida doesn't have to go at night. So Rav Shimi ben Ardoi would say, no, Nida, when it says over here in this Brisa, Nida v'yoled, this have to go at night, it means Nida v'chol da'ose miribuya, and anybody that comes from Nida, in other words, a Baal Nida also has to go at night. Where's not happy and says, Meisve, I got another Mishnah that is problematic for you. This is a Mishnah in Zovin. And the Mishnah there says, a Baal Keri is treated like Kemaga Sheretz. The dinim of a Baal Keri are like a Maga Sheretz. If you touch a Sheretz, you're Tomei for that one day, and you have the status of being a Rishon. And the Baal Keri, when he has his Tumah of Keri, so he's Tomei for one day, and he has the status of being a Rishon. In other words, he can be Metamei Ochtun Umashkin, but he can't be Metamei Odom and Kalim. He's a Rishon, and it's a Tumah for one day. That's how Rashi explains this. They both go to the mikveh in the afternoon, and they're Tvul Yom, and then that night they become Tar. Now, Boel Nida, the Mishnah there in Zavim continues, it says a person with Boel Nida, Rechman Lutzlan, is Kitomei Meis. He has the same halakhic status as a Tomei Meis. That's a 7-day Tumah period of time, and a Tomei Meis is allowed to go in the afternoon. So, my lav, Litvila, doesn't it mean that we're comparing the Baal Nida to the Tomei Meis, that they both get to go to the mikveh in the afternoon, and the Baal Nida, therefore, is not like the Nida, Kasha again on Rishimi Min Ardoi? So, the Gemara says, lo, it means that we're comparing them Litumoson. We're saying that each of them has a 7-day period of Tumah, the Baal Nida is Tomei for 7 days, just like a person who comes into contact with the Meis, so he's Tomei for 7 days. Where it says, really? I need a Mishnah to tell me that? These are Beferish Psukim. Tumasim Hejik Sibhu. The Torah tells us specifically how long the period of time is for Tumas Meis and for Tumah of Nida. Hai Tumas Shiva Ksivbe. It says in regards to both of them, Tumas Shiva. Vahai Tumas Shiva Ksivbe. Both in regards to the Baal Nida and into the Tumas Meis. You have Beferish Psukim to tell us how long the Tumah period is. In this week's Parsha of Tazria Mitzorah, it says Rashi brings down the very last Rashi on the Daf, V'tini Daso Lov V'tomei Shivas Yomim. So, in this situation, it says Beferish, there's a 7-day Tumah. Why you have to tell me that a Baal Nida is like a Tomei Meis? Seems to be obvious. Can't have a Mishnah telling us a Beferish Pasuk. We turn to Vav Mevez. So therefore, it must be that it's Ella Lav L'Tfilos, and it's coming to compare the Tfila that a Baal Nida goes during the daytime of the 7th day, just like the Tomei Meis and Akash and Rav Shimi. So it says, no, lo. In fact, Le'olam L'Tumasa, we are comparing it in regards to the Tumah. It's teaching us 7 days of Tumah. But don't stop there. The rest of the Mishnah is the Chiddush. You're right, the actual 7 days, that's not the Chiddush. But Seifot Strichalei, if you keep on reading that Mishnah, it's the next statement in the Mishnah that's the critical factor why it's teaching it to us. Ella, because it says, Shechomor Mimenu Boel Nida, that a Boel Nida has a Chumra over Tumas Meis. What way is this Chumra? Shemetame Mishkav Umoshav Bitumo Kalo. There is an additional stringency when it comes to certain types of intrinsic body tumors, such as a Zava, Rezava, or a Nida, that when they have this tumor that comes from their body, it's an intrinsic tumor in the body, so then there is this additional type of status that they have known as Tumas Medris. Medris is also referred to as Tumas Mishkav Umoshav. When you sit on something, when you lie on something, not only the things that you come into contact with are treated as an av hatumah, but anything that is supporting you, even if you're not directly in contact with it. So this is the famous pee in the pod that I always use. You have the princess on the top of 10 beds, and she feels the pee at the bottom. So this is the same idea of tumas medris, that normally, if you're tumah and you sit on the top bed, so you're metami the top bed. So if you're tumas meis and you're sitting on the top bed, so the top bed becomes a rishon. The bed underneath that becomes a sheni. The bed underneath that becomes a shlishi, etc. However, by tumas medris, every bed that you're on becomes an avatumah. So the bed that you're directly on doesn't become a rishon, it's an avatumah. The bed underneath that is also an avatumah. And the bottom bed, the 10th bed at the bottom, is also an avatumah. This is called, this metame over here, tumas mishkav umoshav. Now, when you're dealing with a nida, or a zava, this tumas mishkav umoshav makes it into a tumah chamura. It makes it into an avatumah. That's the special din. So what this Mishnah in Zavim is telling us, that yes, this Boel Nida is Metame also, Mishkav Umoshav, Tumas Medris, like a Nida, but not fully like a Nida. he is only a metame, even the bottom mattress, betuma kala. He only turns the bottom mattress not into an avatuma, but he turns the bottom mattress into a rishon letuma. Every mattress that is supporting him, this tumas mishka v'moshav, becomes a rishon. As opposed to a nida, they all become an avatuma. So that's the difference between this boel nida and tumas meis. That yes, the boel nida is like a nida in terms of tumas mishka v'moshav, but it's not like a nida in terms of he's only metame betuma kala, as opposed to the nida is metame betuma chamura. She turns everything into an avatuma, he turns everything into a rishon letuma, and both of them have this concept of mishka v'moshav, tumas medris, that the tumas meis doesn't have. And therefore, Metame mishka b'moshav b'tumah kala, to make it into a rishon is metame ochlun u'mashkim, as opposed to an avatuma can even be metame odom v'kelim. So therefore, we have still maintained the teretz that Rav Shimi min Haradori tried to give, to say that a boel nida is like a nida, that the tefillah has to be at nighttime, and that the Mishnah in Zavim is just pointing out that there is some slight difference between the boel nida and the nida, and both of them are different than the tumas meis. So right now, Rav Shimi Min Haradori's teretz is still a good teretz. But the Gemara is going to shlug it up now. Toshma, we bring the following right from the following brayse of the Tani Rav Chiya. Rav Chiya said, Hazov, v'hazovo, v'hamitzora, v'hamitzoraz, u'boel nida, u'tame meis. This list in the brayse from Rav Chiya tells us that Hazov and Hazova, a mitzora and a mitzoraz, a man or a woman who's Hazov, has either discharge, or a man or a woman who's has tzoraz. And then it says, Beferish, a boel nida, a man who has relations with a nida. And, by the way, also a tame meis, all six of these types of people who are tame, tfilosum bayom. Here it says, Beferish, that the tfila is during the daytime, keneged Rav Shimi min Haradori. And it says, specifically, only the nida and the oledes, tfilosum balaya. Only those two, the nida, but not the boel nida, has to go to the mikveh at nighttime. This is beferish against Rav Shimi min Haradori's attempt to resolve that Rav Zeira says that the boel nida is different than the nida, that the boel nida goes on the seventh day during the daytime, and therefore we're only mafresh the Kohen Gadol on Gimel Tishrei and not on Beis Tishrei, like Rav Shimi min Haradori said, Tiyufta. This slugs up Rav Shimi, and the answer is like Rav Zeira, that the man who's a boel nida can go during the daytime, therefore we mafresh him on Gimel Tishrei. Gimel counts as day one. The ninth day of Tishrei, Erev Yom Kippur, counts as day seven. He's able to go in the afternoon, and therefore he has Harav Shemesh and Leil Yom Kippur, the night of Yom Kippur, he is totally tar. And that's the way we learn the Gemara, not like Rav Shimi min Haradori, that we say that he goes and is hufrash, he's separated in the afternoon of the second day of Tishrei. Now the Gemara continues and says, "V'yach atama frisho mitumas beso." Okay, granted, we're concerned about this tumas beso, i.e., that he's going to be boil his wife when she's a sofik nida. So that's why we separate him. But how come we don't separate him from everybody else? Don't let anybody else come near him. Hafrisheu mitumas hameis. We have to be concerned that maybe a person's going to come into the room with him, and a person's going to suddenly get a heart attack and die, and then he's going to become tumas meis for 7 days, and the hafrasha will not have worked. So guess what? Put him in total isolation, right? Make believe he has COVID and nobody else can go in the room with him. Don't let anybody else go near him. He should be totally separated. We should be concerned about Tumas Meis as well. So Gemara tells us, Amar Rav Tachlifa, Rav Tachlifa, who was Avua the Rav Huna, who was the father of Huna. Now, we have a gear, some parentheses, who was Bar Tachlifa, Rav Huna, Bar Tachlifa. Well, of course, if he's the Avua of Rav Huna, so it's going to be Rav Huna, who's Bar Tachlifa. So that's what we have in parentheses, and most people aren't Gorosid. However, there are those that say no, that Rav Huna was so well known as being Rav Huna, Bar Tachlifa, so even though we just said that his father was Rav Tachlifa, we still call him Rav Huna Bar Tachlifa, and those substantiate the gears in the parentheses of Bar Tachlifa. In any event, it's clear that this Rav Tachlifa, who was the father of this Rav Huna, said Mishmei de Rava, said over the following vort in the name of Rava, that Zosomeris, this comes to teach us, that Tumas Ameis Hutra Hi Bitzibur, because of this possibility that maybe the Kohen Gadol will come into contact with a person who suddenly dies and become Tomei Meis, that's not a problem. Because guess what? Even if he becomes Tomei Tumas Meis, he'd be allowed to do the Avoda because Tuma is Hutra B'Tzibur. Since he's doing this in regards, his whole Avoda is in regards to the Tzibur, and even though there are some individual Korbanos he has to bring, but everything is being brought on behalf of the Tzibur, so we're not concerning ourselves that maybe somebody will die in front of him, and we're not mafresh him from Tumas HaMeis, in that respect that we don't say he can't be in contact with anybody, and we don't concern ourselves with the possibility that somebody might die in front of him, because even if they do, the bottom line is, Tumah is Hutra B'tzibah, he can still do the Avodah. Now this will open up a discussion that we'll have in a moment as to the status of Tumah Hutra B'tzibah. Tumah Hutra B'tzibah means that even L'chatchila, you don't even have to go and find somebody else that can do it. Hutra means it's absolutely permissible, even L'chatchila, and it's not a bidyeved, which we would define as Tumah D'chuya B'tzibah. We have no choice, then we do it, but we try to find another choice if there's an option. So he holds that Tumah is Hutra B'tzibah, and that's why we're not concerned about somebody coming into contact with the Kohen Gadol, suddenly dying, and being Matami him Tumas Meis. That's teretz number one. Ravina gives a second teretz. Ravina Amar, no. Afilu temo Tumas Meis Dechuyi B'tzibah. No, even you're going to paskin, not like Tumah Hutra B'tzibah, that it's Heter Gomer, but it's only Dechuyi. When you have no choice, and then you can say, okay, somebody who's Tumah can do it. But if you have a choice, let somebody else do it. So you have a choice. Go and separate him from other people so you don't run into the situation where somebody, Rechman al-Islam, dies in front of him and he becomes Tami Tumas Meis. So he says, no, even if you would be concerned about this, at least in theory, Tumas Hameis lo shlicha, this is so far-fetched that somebody's going to suddenly come into contact with him and die, and he's going to die instantaneously, and there'll be Tumah, that we don't have to concern ourselves about. We only are concerned about a dover shliach, a likely thing. Tumas beso shlicha, the fact that he might have relations with his wife, and maybe that she would become a sofik nida in that situation, and he's a sofik boel nida, then that we have to be concerned about. And the Ritva explains that both of them are unlikely, but the level of unlikelihood is the critical factor over here. That somebody should suddenly get a heart attack, die instantly, they can't remove the person to the hospital before he dies, that's very, very unlikely. And that somebody should be boil, a suffix nida, that's unlikely. So unlikely we're concerned about, but very unlikely we're not concerned about. That's Ravina's teretz. But now we go back to the first teretz that we brought down from Rav Tachlifa. And that leads us into a whole discussion. Itmar, what is the status of this Tumah, that if a person is Tumah, Tumah Smeis, that we have to be concerned about? So Itmar, Tumah Sameis, if somebody comes into contact with the Meis, so Rav Nachman Amar, Hutra Hibetzibur, even L'chatchila, this person can do the Avoda. Rav Sheshes Amar, no, Duchuya Hibetzibur, it's only if nobody else is available to do the Avoda, then we allow you to do it with Tumah. However, if there's another option, it's only dechuya, it's pushed aside, so we take all the other options, and it's only when there are no other options that we allow this Tumah to be dechuya b'tzibah, we push it aside only when we have no other options. So there's a famous machlokas, Rav Nachman again says hutra b'tzibah, and Rav Sheshes says dechuya b'tzibah. So we start off pointing out some nafkaminas, differences between these two shitas. So the Gemara says, Hecho de'ikot tmeyin utahorin b'hau beisav. When you have the option in that beisav, again, each one of the groups of Kohanim was divided up into 24 groups of Kohanim, those are known as the Mishmoros. And within each Mishmor, they were divided up into 6 bate'av. So we had within that Mishmor, 1/6 of them did the work on every Sunday, and 1/6 of them did the work every time they were on call every Monday, etc. And the 24 Mishmoros went, they worked for a week at a time, but the base av only worked for one day of that week, and then on Shabbos, the simple understanding is all of them did the avodah together from that mishmar. So, hecho deiko tmeyin utahorin b'hau beis av, in that group, let's say working on Sunday. So, some of them never became tamei, and other ones didn't become tamei. So, kuli alma, everybody agrees in that situation. Even Rav Nachman, who says that Tumah is Hutra B'tzibur, he says in that situation, Kuliyama lo pligi the Tahorin Abde, Tmeim lo Abde. Only let the Tahorin people work from that Beis Av, and don't let the Tmeim people work from that Beis Av. Because you have Tahorin people very, very easily available. So even though Tumah Hutra B'tzibur, but you don't take advantage of that when you have such easy access to Tahorin. So even Rav Nachman is mowed in that situation. Where do Rav Nachman and Rav Sheshes disagree? Ki plige lahadure ulasuye, to go and find other people to horin mi beis av achrina, to go find the Monday people, the Tuesday people, when you could have on Sunday only Tomei people do it, that already is the machlokas. In that situation, Rav Nachman tells us, Tumah Hutra B'tzibur. Rav Nachman Amar, Heter he b'tzibur v'lo madrina. You don't have to trouble yourself to go call those people from their houses. They weren't planning on working on Sunday, so they're sitting in the house learning. So you don't have to go and call the Monday people to come in and work on Sunday if the entire Sunday shift is tamei. Tumah hutra b'tzibur, even though it's not impossible to do that. Versus Rav Sheshes, who says, no, Tumah is duchuya b'tzibur. Rav Sheshes amar duchuya b'tzibur, and therefore, you have a choice. Go get the Monday people. Yes, it'll be a little bit more difficult. Go and have to wait a few minutes. Go call the Monday people. Let them get dressed. Come into the Beis HaMikdash, be Tovel, etc. No. Tumah is the Chuyah B'tzibur, so you have to go to this extra effort. That's the first version of the Nafkamina between Rav Nachman and Rav Sheshes. If there was another Beis Av that wasn't Tumah, but the entire Beis Av that was supposed to work is Tumah, so Rav Nachman says the Beis Av that's all Tumah can work but Tumah, and Rav Sheshes says, no, you got to call another Beis Av to come in instead. That's the first Nafkamina. Ikud the Amri, alternatively, some say no. Even in the first case, which you said was a given, the Rav Nachman would say, if half of them were Tomei and half of them were Torah, let the Tahorim do it and not the Tmein people. No, according to the second version, Ikud Diarmei, Afilu Hecha the Ikud Tahorim Utmein Bahau Beisav, even within the same Beisav, if you have some Kohanim on the Sunday Beisav that are Tomei and some that are Tar, so Rav Nachman goes so far as to say, even in that situation, Tumah Hutru B'tzibur, Paul of Rav Nachman, even in that situation, Rav Nachman would say, the Omar, Adde nami tmeim. The tmeim can go and work. You need the tmeim to work. They can work because tumma hutra bitzibur. As we turn to Zion and Manalef and conclude this year, the chol tumas meis bitzibur rachmona shayu. Rav Nachman's opinion is tumma is hutra bitzibur. Whenever you're dealing with tumas meis and you need to do something for the tzibur, the Torah tells us that we don't have to be concerned about tumas meis. And Rashi brings down, this is based upon the pasuk in Bamidbar, Tersiv ish kiyeh tomi lenefesh, yeoseh pesach sheni. Ish nidche lepesach sheni. An individual has to do a pesach sheni, but they learn from there, according to Rav Nachman, that ain't tzibur nidochin. Tzibur never has to go and be pushed off because of tumas meis. Tumas meis is hutra bitzibur. Rashi points out, as opposed to a tumah that comes intrinsically from a person, however, avol zavin u'mitzaroyim nidos v'yoldos, she'tumasam yotzei olav bigufo, this is an intrinsic tumah that comes from inside, as opposed to tumas meis which comes from the outside. In that situation, the Torah didn't give permission, lo hutra tumas b'tzibur, and in that situation, as we pointed out, u'bol nida kenida, we gave that example earlier in the shir. So this is the two nafkaminas, version 1, version 2, of the Nafkamina between Rav Nachman and Rav Sheshes, Rav Nachman, Tumah Hutra B'tzibur, Rav Sheshes, Tumah Dechuya B'tzibur. We'll pick this up more tomorrow, but with this we conclude today's shir.